Let me just do my quick intro. Hello, and welcome back to Teen Debates. My name is Burke, and I'll be your host for this episode. This episode is a little bit different because it's going to be live for those of you who are listening. And today, we are going to have two debaters. And I would first like to introduce Charlotte, who is debating for Peaches.
Hi, I am from the podcast Charlotte's Journal. And I am debating for Peaches.
And I'd also like to introduce the competitor, Sophia, from Sophia the Bookworm. Debating for Mangoes.
The best person here, obviously. Yes, Mangoes are amazing.
That's questionable.
It is not questionable.
Oh, someone buy it.
Maybe. Good thing I'm not judging, or else one of you guys would have won, but... Oh, interesting fact for all you listeners. This episode, the winner will be decided by all of you that are listening on Spotify. Once this episode is published, you can go down in the description, vote in the poll, and pick the winner. So, I believe we shall get started with the most important round of teen debates that we do in every episode.
Are we doing opening statements?
It's the opening statement, but you only get... Can you hear me? Okay, you only get 30 seconds. Charlotte, you'll be going first, starting now.
Peaches are sweet fruit and soft, with soft flesh that can be eaten in many ways. You can eat it raw and in many desserts because they're very popular to bake with. They also have a lot of minerals and vitamins and things that are beneficial to health like that. Peaches are good for the heart, immune system, and digestion, not to mention how sweet they smell.
Is that it?
Yes, that is what I read.
Sophia, your time will be starting now.
I'm debating for peaches. I mean, mangoes. Freaking, I screwed it up already. That's annoying. Okay.
Keep going.
Mangoes are rich with many vitamins, such as vitamin C and vitamin A. Mangoes are a symbol of happiness and prosperity in the Hindu religion. And there are lots of varieties of mangoes that have different flavors, and you can eat mangoes in many different ways. Like smoothies and like desserts because they're so sweet and they're.
And your time is up.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Okay. What is next?
The next round will be. Let me think for a second. I haven't done this in like 10 months. Okay. I believe the next round is just your normal debate round, where you have to say why your peaches, for example, is better than mangoes. And Sophia, you'll be going first.
All right. Mangoes are great to add. So do I start?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
But this is why mangoes are better than peaches, specifically.
Okay, perfect. Mangoes, they're important parts in some religions, like the mango is a sacred tree for people in the Buddhist religion. Mangoes contain over 20 different kinds of vitamins and minerals, and they are high in potassium. The primary benefit of mangoes is they're a really good source of vitamin C, and they have a decent source of vitamin A, which is, like, really good stuff that, like, helps, like, your eyesight and stuff like that. And mangoes contain immune-boosting nutrients. And they support health, heart health and may improve digestive health because of the amount of nutrients that are inside of it. And mangoes are also very, they're good to be eaten all year round. That's all most of the stuff I have. So.
Okay, thank you. Charlotte, it's now your turn.
Okay, so my statements are... They can make really good desserts. You know that peaches are a common flavor of like milkshakes and fast food. They're healthy too. According to Cleveland Clinic, they're soft and sweet, smell divine, taste good cooked or fresh, and they're chock full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Want clear skin and healthy eyes? Peaches have this as well as many other health benefits. Plus, they're a superfood. They are the state fruit of three different states, and mangoes are not a state fruit at all. So this means that mangoes are hated by the U.S. or just grown elsewhere, which costs more and uses gas and electricity to transport.
That is a fair statement.
So yeah, that is my fair statement.
It's a little bit more difficult to do the episode when you don't have a ton of people, because usually there'd be gaps in between these rounds where the judges would judge, but we're not doing that because we're being so quirky.
Yeah.
So very quirky. Yeah. The next round, I probably should have remembered what the next round was before this, so I'm kind of just going off the top of my head.
I have an idea for what the next round would be. You could do statements on why you think that you're, like, why the other fruit is bad. Like, yeah.
Yes, we can do that. Why? You have to explain to the audience why your item is better. Or, no, why the other person's item is worse than your item. Charlotte, you will be going first this round. Explain to the listeners why mangoes are worse than peaches.
Okay, so mangoes have lots of sugar, about 46 grams per mango, while a peach only has about 13 grams. And also, like I said, the thing about the states, which I accidentally said for my peaches thing, because I accidentally read from the wrong section, but you know, whatever. So the skins of mangoes can cause allergic reactions or just irritation, and you have to take them off before eating, making it hard to cut generally. Well, peaches, you can just eat the whole thing. 9.2% of allergy cases in the study that I read were from mangoes, but peaches only 7.9%. And this is from the same source, Fisher Scientific.
Okay, thank you. Sophia, I would like you to explain to the listeners why peaches are...
All right, so peaches, they have a fuzzy skin, which makes them, like, there are not lots of fruits that have, like, that fuzzy skin on it, and that kind of just makes it, I don't know, kind of weird having, like, a fuzzy taste in your mouth. It kind of reminds me of, like...
May I object?
Eating a bunch of carpet or something like that. And, like, sure, mangoes are sugary and sweet, but, like, lots of fruits are. And, like, peaches, they're still quite sugary, and sometimes when you have them on, like, a milkshake or something like that, they're just kind of, I don't know. Like, I haven't ever had, like, bad, like, mango yogurt or, like, mango smoothies or something like that. But with peaches, like, I don't really, the flavor, I don't know. It's just kind of, like, the flavor of mangoes is amazing, and just, there's, like, a specific eating season for a lot of fruits, and for mangoes, you can just get one all the time, and, like, there isn't really a specific eating season for mangoes, and, yeah, that's probably just, like, I don't know, me, but I'm finished.
Okay, I have an objection about the thing about the skin. That actually helps peaches to, like, because it's, like, it, like, keeps them, I guess, more fresh and, like, protects them while they're growing, I'm pretty sure.
It feels like eating a bunch of carpet to me, though. It's just not.
Yeah. That's personal preference.
Okay, I guess. It looks like we've already started the final round, the free-for-all round. There are no rules in this round, time limit, and once again, no rules.
All right.
So mangoes are just way better than peaches, just because they are just rich in so many vitamins. Like,
so are peaches. Peaches, I feel like...
Yeah, how many vitamins are peaches have in them? Did you get that information?
Well, they're apparently chock full of vitamins. I don't know how many, but they have minerals and antioxidants as well. Plus, mangoes are pretty hard to cut. Like, their skin, you have to, like, take it off, and you can, like, you have to, like, slice it into, like squares or, like, slices, and it's just weird, in my opinion. And you can't really just bite into a mango to eat it, but you can do that for a peach.
Well, mangoes, I did this thanks to my research. They are rich in over 20 different kinds of vitamins and minerals. 20 different kinds. Over 20. Vitamin A, vitamin C. The primary benefit of them, in addition to being a very good source of vitamin C, is that mangoes are a decent source of vitamin A.
I would like to interject temporarily. I just wanted to say that neither of you mentioned anything about nutritional value besides vitamins, like, which has, is more filling or something like
that. I talked about sugar. Sugar, there's a lot more sugar in mangoes and peaches, but peaches are just as sweet as mangoes, in my opinion. And as you were saying about vitamins, it provides 6% of your daily vitamin A and 15% of daily vitamin C. And this is from njaes.rutgers.edu. And one medium peach also contains 2% or more daily value of vitamins E and K, niacin, folate, iron, choline, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, manganese, zinc, and copper. And that is a quote from that website I just stated.
So to quickly interject this segment, I'd like to add our kids' news segment. If anyone's listening in the audience, an interesting thing is, even though it's Teen Debate Studios, it's a good question why the news segment is called Kids News, but that's for another day in another episode. Today's segment, which I did not tell the debaters about because I'm just so good at planning, would be a short segment about why TikTok is being banned and what everyone's opinion on it is.
Ooh.
So pretty much a few days ago, a committee was assigned in the U.S. government to evaluate banning TikTok, and they even interviewed the CEO. Although people are complaining that the committee doesn't know a lot about the app, considering that they asked if TikTok uses Wi-Fi.
What?
Yes. They asked if TikTok uses Wi-Fi.
TikTok, to me, I've heard a lot of sketchy things about TikTok, like that there's parts, like, that there's like this whole thing with like China hacking it, and like it uses your webcam without you giving it permission and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's China. Creepy.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. That's why I don't use TikTok, because
like, I feel like I have to do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already addicted enough to YouTube Shorts, so I don't think I need to get TikTok.
YouTube Shorts is pretty goofy.
Yeah, I feel like there's not much of a difference. People just re-upload TikToks onto YouTube Shorts. But I watched this video by the YouTuber Mr. Who's the Boss, and he did What You Didn't Know About TikTok, and it is a really interesting video with a lot of things that are very creepy about TikTok. I will put it here in the comments if you want to put it in your video or in your podcast thing.
I've watched that YouTuber too.
It's really creepy. And I showed it to my friend who has TikTok, and she's like, I'm deleting this app right away.
I mean, I always, like, found out, like, not to say that, like, Instagram or, like, an app like that doesn't take your data, too.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like all apps kind of take data, but a lot of it is just for ads, AdSense and stuff. But, like, on the other hand, TikTok is a lot of people's, like, job, and it would be, like, horrible to, like, unemploy, like, so many creators and...
Yeah, I mean, I don't have TikTok, but there's, like, so many people on TikTok that make money from it, and, like, that's their job, so banning it would affect people a lot.
It would.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But, you could also turn to, like, doing YouTube videos or uploading videos that you would normally upload on TikTok on YouTube Shorts, and they'd probably do just as well, or maybe even a little bit better, in my
opinion. And, yeah. One could argue that TikTok is kind of messing up this generation and stuff, but I feel like all social media apps are just kind of weird, since people can have the freedom to post whatever they'd like. So
social media rots your brain.
Yeah, I mean, there's a really good podcast about this. I think it's called Teenager Therapy.
Yes, I think I've seen that.
Apple Podcast Award or something.
Whoa. Yeah.
So it's a really good podcast. Everyone should go check it out. And they talk about stuff like that. But even like having social media, you can feel, especially if you create stuff publicly, that you get like anxiety around it. Like, how many likes did I get? Or even on Spotify, like how many listens did my episode get? How many interactions?
Yeah, and why am I being noticed less than like creator A?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and they're also really toxic, like, the comment section on, like social media can be, like, really,
people,
really, really
yeah, people just make accounts for the soul.
I think that we should save the rest of this energy for another episode.
What do you think? I agree.
I could go on a rant for this for, like, an hour. Yes.
We will definitely do...
Yeah.
We can do a random rambles episode.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, shall we continue the debate?
All right.
Yes.
Okay, Sophia, it's your turn to speak on your wonderful mangoes.
Okay. Mangoes, like I said, they contain lots of vitamins, but also contain potassium, iron, magnesium, calcium, and a bunch of, like, other really, really good stuff like that. And they're also sometimes referred to as the king of the fruits because of its nutritional value, because it has lots of health benefits, and it's also a superfood. It has lots of vitamins, and it's packed with lots of stuff like that.
I could say the same thing about peaches on all of those.
Yeah.
But peaches cause clear, like, you know, it has benefits on skin. But mangoes has a warning of, can actually make your skin worse and give you pimples and acne. It can, like, not, like, you know, be the cause of acne, obviously, but, like, it can, like, make your skin worse.
I will interject that as a teen podcast, we all know the struggle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now that all the listeners have heard both sides of the debate, if you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, you can go down in the description and vote on who you think will be the winner. Otherwise, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you should get Spotify. It's free, and it has much more features. So, thanks for listening to this episode of Teen Debates, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.